Jagger. Plus, Dave Grohl.
How does Dave do it? Does that dude ever sleep?
He's I don't think so.
Got 5 million projects up in the air at all times.
Yeah, some of them are TV, some of them are movies, yep. Some of it's music.
Like that one with Mick Jagger, Easy Sleazy.
It is 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
It's Friday!
It is Friday.
Woo!
Yes, it is.
It's also
the first day Disneyland is opening.
That's right. Yeah, that's really weird.
That is strange.
It must be bizarre to have humans wandering around out there again.
And it's only Californians that can go.
Yes. Right on, man. That's the way it should be. Always.
We're going to get another episode of Slanguage.
Yeah. Justin.
With Justin.
Power.
He stops by and tries to, I don't know, hip us up a bit.
Fix us.
Hasn't worked yet.
Nope, not at all.
I don't know if you saw Ted Cruz falling asleep during Biden's speech.
I do try to avoid him at all costs, but that was pretty funny.
That was hilarious. I mean, come on. Our All Request Fest.
Yes.
From 5 to 7 because it's Friday. And this hour's 1 second of nonstop rock is worth $3,500.
That's bananas. This is a pretty hard one, it turns out.
I think so, too. Yeah,
yeah. So sometime between now and 4, a chance to win $3,500. And a bunch of party requests. Be ready for anything, whatever you want us to play. If we can dig it out, doesn't matter what it is, I'll throw it on for you between 5 and 7.
Weezer on 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
It is all about California. We got Beverly Hills right there and down in Disneyland. You better be from CA or you're not allowed in.
Disneyland open today for the first time in a year.
Yeah.
How crazy is that?
We were talking about how bizarre it must have been in It's a Small World with it just being quiet and all them damn dolls standing around not doing anything but staring.
The creepy is what it would
Super
be.
Super creepy.
Yeah.
I wish I could have been there at 2 a.m. Not sober. Wandering
I took my ex and I took our twins when they were 6 and we went to Disneyland. And they wanted to go on It's a Small World.
Of course
so
they
we
did.
Said, okay, let's go. And right. then they wanted to go again and again and again and again.
Again, 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 again.
So then we said, well, let's get lunch.
Trying to derail them.
And then we'll, you know, take them to another part of the park.
Is that
right back to Small World.
Oh, my God.
And
is that something you hate like most adults do?
Well yes, hate, it's not an adult thing. It's for your kids.
Yeah. Well, no, I know some old ladies.
Yes.
It's wonderful. It's very nice. I enjoy it.
Well, old people are sort of like kids.
Yeah, that's true.
So
elderlies are like children, as Perry Farrell pointed
that
out.
That is the only thing.
Oh my God, are you serious?
We did.
Oh, no way.
It's a Small World. We went all the way to Disneyland, paid, got in, parked.
Wow.
Went in, rode It's a Small World, ate lunch, rode It's a Small World, went home.
Well, you're good parents, because my parents would have been like, the hell no, we're not doing that stupid ride again. You come over here and do that.
It was, you
shut
know,
up.
It wasn't our favorite.
Slap. No, I don't know.
here's a Channel 11 report on Disneyland being open.
Oh, it's a happy day at the happiest place on earth. Disneyland Resort is going to be reopening to guests today after being shut down for more than a year.
Eyewitness News reporter Tony Cabrera joins us live in Anaheim with more. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, Brandy and Leslie. We know plenty of people out there who have been wishing upon a star.
Stop it. Boo. No. You're not supposed to boo, by the way.
Yeah, you're
CDC
not supposed
says
to.
No booing, but.
Right, but when you're close to people.
Yeah.
You are not,
yeah,
apart.
Way apart. Boo! Whatever you just said, I don't even remember already.
For this to happen for the past year, right? Well, today, their dreams come true, and it is so exciting. There are plenty of fans that are starting to trickle in and already are heading to the gates. Now, the magic is back at both Disneyland and California Adventure.
That sounds like they put that in his like, here, say this, okay?
Yeah, the magic of course, is the back. Magic is yeah, back. Yeah.
And then we'll let you stand over here closer to the gates.
Yeah, probably.
Both parks, just with a few changes, starting with the capacity at 25%.
Ooh, that's nice. Man, that's a dream come true.
Right?
That's like back in the 70s.
That makes me want to go now.
Yeah.
And I usually don't go unless there is somebody in town.
Right, of course.
And then, as a guest, you take
them
to Disneyland.
Yes.
But, you know, I have friends, Dave the King of Mexico, who was our producer at the other place. He's a pass hole. He's a guy, that has a year-round pass and goes... I think he would go every weekend if he could.
Oh, I wouldn't go. We did. My wife loves Disneyland.
Oh,
so we were passholders
so
for
you.
Years.
I know. Oh, my God. You must love her.
I do. Yeah.
And for California residents only right now.
Yay! Hey, let's just keep it that way.
That's pretty strong.
From now on.
Yeah.
Earlier this week, we saw the soft opening for cast members and their guests, but today is the grand reopening.
And that is today. That is right now.
Yes, it is.
Wow. Where everyone needs a ticket and a reservation made in advance to get in. Face coverings are also required for everybody two and up. Some attractions are on hold for now, including the parade, stage shows, and nighttime spectaculars, since they draw large crowds.
Wait, two and up? Boy, that's going to be hard to keep a mask on a two-year-old.
Three-year-old, yeah.
How is that going to work? No!
Characters are back, but they'll be waving from a distance.
The kids are not going to understand waving from a distance.
Not at all.
Fans, as we said, are lining up, and it was important for them to get here early.
Because you just don't know the process. We know it opens at 9. We know the security will open at 6, but we don't know what the lineup means between the parking structure and here and how that's going to collide. And are they only going to let a certain amount of people on Main Street, and then you kind of have to wait outside the gate? We don't know. So we're just rather be safe.
Calm down.
It's only open till 7. So you want to get every minute in.
I'm not that person either.
And go to Small World over and over.
It's only open until 7, so I need to get every single minute in. So
from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m.
I believe she was one of the people that spent the night there that was in line last night.
Right.
So, hey, things are getting back to normal.
Yeah, that's bizarre.
Disneyland is open.
I would say yay about things getting back to normal.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. We booming, we viral, we're running it up.
What are you saying? Oh, dude, right, Justin.
We are here with Justin Credible from Power 106.
Which is just on the other side of the building, so you get to face the other part of Burbank. Is it lovelier, or is it about the same?
I think this view is nicer.
Nice.
On this
side. You know why? We viral.
Yo, you got viral.
The show is viral.
Wow, well done. I'm glad you brought that up.
I get a point.
I am impressed.
It's a 10.
Wow, really? Yeah. I was thinking about a 3.
Ooh,
but I know, that was harsh. Yeah,
welcome to Slanguage. Justin is going to teach us how to talk more cool.
It's good to be here, man. I'm going to try.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a tough gig, I know.
You know, we've got some words here that could hip up some of the conversations.
All right.
And could put you in a better situation every now and then.
That could come in handy.
All right. What's your first one?
Let's start with dime piece. Are you familiar with, you know...
Dime bag? Yeah, no, very much so.
Dime bag, different conversation.
Oh, okay.
I know dime piece referring to women.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay.
So we're there. Yeah, it's a 10, you know? Shorty's a 10. Shorty's a 10.
Okay.
That's how we would describe it.
Do they have to be short?
No. Okay. No, they don't.
So they could be tall, and I would say shorty's a 10.
Exactly.
Nice,
see what I'm
nice,
saying?
Nice.
So, yeah, if I go out at night and I report back to the homies on how my night was, it's like, hey, I met a fly 10-piece, a dime.
Okay.
You know, so I think that would come in handy. That's something we should add to slang with.
A 10-piece or a dime?
We're going dime piece.
Dime piece,
yeah.
Okay.
Shorty's a 10. You know, maybe if they look at you a little crazy... Then you just drop that on a double, like.
Then it's like 9 cents? No, I think I'm off on that one.
No, I don't know.
Okay. What if she steals your dime bag and then?
Oh, you know,
you're
that
not
could
helping.
Be fun,
no,
though.
Okay,
that
oh, sorry.
Could be fun,
yeah, yeah,
you
that's
know.
A good point.
Add to
it. Smoke it
you
all
know,
up.
Sometimes she might be an 8, but if she's smoking hot, might make
there
her a 10.
There you go.
All right, another one is, you know, a lot of things. Especially online, you can't believe everything you read or see social media.
Is that right?
It's on social media, it's true. That's what I've heard.
That's how I understood it.
So, what you want to tell people if you don't believe the story is you want to call it cap. That is cap.
Cap.
In hip-hop, a lot of people are capping.
C-A-P.
Okay. A lot of people are capping in hip-hop.
And what does that mean?
Well, they might rent a car and act like it's really their car to impress a large crowd. That would be considered capping.
Oh, okay.
Or...
Wait, so explain it to me.
Capping is
I don't
like,
even understand that one.
You want the derivative...
dime piece makes sense.
Right. I started there because I wanted to ease in. This one here, it takes a little finesse. Yeah, no, like... If you hear a story that you don't believe, I don't know, it could be a family member. Maybe
so I'm
kid.
Calling it out as yeah, I don't believe
exactly.
what you're saying.
Okay. That's cap.
Is it capping?
Capping is the...
Am I capping?
If it's coming from you, you could be capping. Not to be confused with gunfire. Because that's a different capping.
That's the first thing I thought. I was
that's a different capping.
Okay.
This is just like, you know, some people bend the truth a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
How would you say... kind of they take it to another level. It's extreme.
Okay.
That could be considered cap if they're not 100% honest, which is also known as keeping it a buck. Which I think we covered.
Keeping it a buck is 100. Yeah, I get that.
We could recap it.
But if they're not keeping it 100, it's capping.
It's capping. Happen. Look, all right. Kev, you're on, man.
I'm on.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Bam.
It's a great segment. It's a great day of slanguage.
Nice.
My job's done here, fellas.
Justin.
Every day in the 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, and 5 o'clock hour here on KLOS, we do our 1 second of nonstop rock.
Oh, sorry. Rock. Just gotta.
And we're keeping it a buck.
Sweet.
We have $3,500 for you.
That is insane. That one little tiny second of rock could net you $3,500 right now.
We're going to play the clip. Then you need to be caller 13 at 818-955 KLOS. Tell us the name of the song. Tell us who sings it. You get $3,500 to start your weekend.
And here you go. What is it that just made a noise at you? You can tell us. Be caller 13. Good luck.
It's Kevin and Slago. 1 second of nonstop rock.
Game. For $3,500, KLOS, who's this?
Hi, this is Angela.
Angela, you're caller 13.
Oh, my God, really?
Nicely done.
Wait, who else are you calling? Your grandma, or?
No. I'm just so nervous.
Yeah.
Oh, no worries.
Yeah.
All right. She. You have a thought. You have a shot at $3,500.
Yes, and we want to give
it to
you.
It's Friday. Might as well try.
Oh no! I don't like that lack of confidence.
Maybe you should try with a couple different phone lines. See if Grandma can help.
All right, we're gonna play the clip for you again. All right.
Okay.
Here you go.
And you got to tell us the name of the song and the artiste for $3,500. Here it is. What is that?
I'm hoping it's Highway to Hell by AC/DC.
It is not. I'm sorry.
You should have had Grandma on the phone. She would have known.
I love AC/DC. That's not
Thank
it, dear.
You so much.
Thank right. you for calling. We appreciate it.
Have a good weekend. All right. So $4,000 between 4 and 5.
How about that?
How about that?
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. I get my second shot tomorrow.
I don't want to say that I'm concerned for you, considering how poorly your first one went, but I'm concerned for you, considering how poorly your first one went.
I'm sort of not.
I mean,
it can't be worse.
I don't. Well, I guess it couldn't be worse. You spent 8 hours in the ER. You had a fever of what?
104. That's not ideal.
No. So, and that's because you had COVID twice. You got in line twice for COVID.
Yeah, that was not.
What were you thinking, man?
Not ideal.
Yeah, so.
So who's, what are you telling me about?
Well, I got your personal assistant. He said he really wants to help you through this crisis of yours. I know you're a little concerned.
Personal assistant.
No, dude, I know this is your, hello? Are you on the phone?
Hello, Kevin of the Kevin and Sluggo Show. It's your personal assistant, Linus.
Linus, I don't have an assistant.
Hello, Kevin of the Kevin and Sluggo Show.
Okay, hi.
Hello, the other one.
Hi. How about you? Hi.
Listen, I don't want you to worry anything about the next shot, Kevin, because we've got everything arranged for you here at Hal. Here at the home.
Okay. What do you have arranged?
Sure. Well, we've got that, you know, that pesky fever was a problem last time.
Right.
So this time we've got that cured. Popsicle suppositories.
Maybe this isn't your assistant.
By the way, what's your favorite flavor?
Cherry.
Cherry, okay, got it. Ordering that from Instacart right now.
But am I going to be able to tell through my beehole?
Look, why not have fun with it, right?
Okay,
no matter
all right.
what.
All right.
My wife, Karenina, swears by them.
What's
her
name?
She loves them. Karenina. Karenina.
That's a strange first name, but.
She's a Balkan exchange student in college.
Okay. All right.
Then after you get the shot, we're going to have you fully transfused. Your blood's going to be transfused with that of a dolphin.
Wait, I'm sorry. Let me just back up for a second before we get to the dolphin blood. I'm going to have the popsicle sticks in my beehole before the shot?
No, after the shot, sir.
Okay.
That'd be ridiculous.
Okay.
Why do it beforehand?
Yeah, that doesn't make any
sense.
That's
what I thought you were saying.
Only after.
You have to keep the fever down afterwards with the popsicle suppositories.
Okay.
And then the dolphin transfusion's really going to help.
And so that's my blood? You're going to give me dolphin blood?
Yeah, we're going to transfuse your blood with the blood of a dolphin.
Okay.
I've heard that really helps.
Have you?
Yes.
It really does.
Yeah.
It's ready. It's in the pool right now, just waiting for you.
Is it giving up its life? Will it still be with us, or is that it?
Oh, no, it'll have Kevin's blood, so it won't be that
poor thing. You know? That's terrible.
It'll die soon.
Yeah.
Then when you get back from the shower, we're going to give you a big cocktail of Smirnoff and Prestone.
Yeah!
What was the second one?
Prestone.
Prestone.
Smirnoff and Prestone. Prestone antifreeze.
Very good for you. Try some now. I have some
dangerous.
Here. No, let's try
it. Is that not dangerous?
Look, if it keeps cars from overheating, it's going to keep you from overheating.
I'm not sure that's how it works, but okay.
And if there is any problem, any concern, we have set up a pneumatic tube system directly from the house here to the hospital, so we don't have to drive you there.
Oh, man, I think you have to use that. I want to see that.
You just put me in the tube, a hydraulic
That's
tube,
right.
And it just shoots
yes.
me right there?
And then we blow you all the way to the hospital.
That sounds good. Thank you, Linus.
You're very welcome, Kevin, at the Kevin and Slugo Show.
Okay, bye.
Dude. I'm sorry about letting that Linus guy on the phone with you. I thought he really knew who he was. I'm sorry, man.
He says he's mine.
He sounded really helpful. He really wanted to help you, man. I thought that was nice.
It did sound, it was convincing.
Yeah.
Sure. Did you see the Ted Cruz falling asleep during Biden's speech?
You think he did it on purpose or was he?
I don't think so.
Pretending? You know?
I don't think so.
No,
I mean,
really
I can see why members of the other party would act
yes,
like that?
Exactly.
Oh, this is boring, blah,
right.
blah, blah. I don't think so. It
That's
looked like,
taking it to quite a level, yeah.
It looked like he was really battling.
Yeah. I don't know how anybody sits through any of that stuff.
I don't either. It drives me crazy.
Yes. Oh, boring.
The Daily Show tweeted that it looks like Ted's eyes are hooked up to his state's power grid.
That's good. That's solid. That's awesome.
So we wanted to take some calls from you at 818-955-KLOS. If you fell asleep at an important or really bad time.
Inappropriate sleeping.
Inappropriate time.
Public sleeping. Have you? Have you ever fallen asleep anywhere? I can't think of anything.
I can't really sleep.
I can't either. Right.
So if I could,
it would be all the time. Yeah, because it would be funny.
You can imagine people fall asleep at funerals.
Sure. Wedding nights.
It's your wedding night, sure.
That's inappropriate time.
Class.
Oh, yeah.
I can totally fall asleep in class, especially if it's an early class.
I just would have always messed with anyone a little bit if they were asleep, you know,
yeah,
in
I can
class.
See that.
So I probably, one of the reasons I wouldn't have, but never did
I can
fall
see that.
Asleep in class, yeah. Yeah, but what about where else? Where else have you fallen asleep? Maybe during a skydive?
Fall asleep during a skydive?
I'm just trying to think of inappropriate
things.
You're kind of screwed then.
Look, if we have somebody that has fallen asleep during a skydive, I'd like to hear from you.
Don't lie about it, though.
The number is 818-955-KLOS. You fell asleep at the wrong time. Call now. It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. $4,000.
What?
Coming up next in our 1 second of nonstop rock. But first, we're talking about you fell asleep at a bad time. KLOS, hello.
I fell asleep in court.
In court?
Oh.
Were you the defendant or were you waiting?
For jury duty.
Oh, during jury duty. Well,
oh, I got you. Yeah, I can see that.
I just kind of nodded off, and at the end, one of the other people woke me up, and I went home.
Nice. And that counted for your jury duty, didn't it?
That's awesome.
Yeah, it counted. I didn't have to go back for a year.
Well done, sir. That's actually perfect.
Fantastic.
Nice. Right on. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, I was driving home from work.
Yeah.
I fell asleep, and I died. I'm calling from hell right now.
Hey, how's Lucifer? What's going on down there?
Hey, Ronnie Dangerfield says hello. Down here either. It's hell, I tell you.
Thanks for calling, man.
Hey, KLOS, you fell asleep at a bad time?
Yes, I did. So me and my psycho ex were out drinking and, you know, getting wasted. We got back to the pad, and I was eating some hair pie and passed out in the middle of
It's Kevin and Slego in the afternoon. We have our 1 second of nonstop rock. And it's worth $4,000.
4K. That's
yes.
unbelievable.
$4,000 right now. We're going to play a second of a song. Then you have to be caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS. Tell us the song title and the artist, and we will give to you $4,000.
That is a hell of a way to end up April and start May and get a weekend going.
Correct.
I mean, bam. All right, here you go. This is the song you have to identify. Are you ready? Go. What is it? 818-955-KLOS, if you know.
It's Kevin and Slugos. 1 second of nonstop rock. Game.
For $4,000, KLOS, who's this?
This is Brian.
Brian, you're caller 13.
No freaking way.
Freaking way. Yes, you are. We have $4,000 for you. We're going to play the little clip for you again. Do you think you know what it might be?
Dude, I'm talking to my buddies right now. I am 90% sure.
Oh, okay. Nice. All
90%.
Right. Are you going to split the money with your buddies if they're right, if they help you?
I'm gonna give them a taste.
Yeah, you know, yeah. A little bump.
Maybe a fiver.
All right, here you go. Take a close listen and then tell us who it is and what the name of the song is. You got that $4,000. You ready?
All right.
There you go. What do you think it is?
Long Way to the Top from AC/DC.
Well, the good news is you don't have to give a fiver to your friends.
Yeah, but the bad news is your friends suck.
That is incorrect. I'm really sorry.
Damn. Okay. Thank you very much, man.
Good luck next time.
Have a great weekend.
So we got one more time to do it between now and 6 o'clock. It'll be $4,500.
I'm relatively sure that song's not been played on KLOS for quite some time.
ever once?
It was requested by a woman, Cindy in Hermosa, wanted to hear that.
Cindy!
So you got it.
We obey, you know? That's what the Request Fest is all about. We just obey.
We do what you say.
That's right. Oh, that rhymes. Hi, KLOS, what do you got?
Aaron, what song?
Who are you yelling at?
Aaron, my husband.
Aaron, we need a song! Aaron!
Huh? Queen, we are the champions.
We are the champions?
Yeah, we are the champions.
So you're going deep. What? You and Aaron are going deep today. All right, we'll try and make that happen. Thanks. Hey, it's KLOS.
Hi, Evan. Hey, I love your guys' show. Can you guys play Rocky Queen by Guns N' Roses?
Yes!
Got this tweet from Mike. Sure, you're having fun playing Brick House and Rocket Queen, but I just had a colonoscopy, so maybe play some Hole?
Oh. Hey. That seems fair enough. Well, maybe done. Very soon on KLOS. Courtney and her Hole.
Hey, it's Kevin and Sligo's All Request Fest. You have a song you want to hear?
Yeah, I got my second Moderna shot yesterday, and ever since I got it, all I've wanted to do is shoot.
Shoot, da-da, shoot. Shoot, da-da, shoot.
And if that's not around,
no, I'm ready to push the button.
We're not doing the
I'm ready to push. I'm going to start Walter Murphy right now.
We're not doing it.
We know where you're going.
You go straight to hell.
It's going to happen.
It's happening.
Hey, KLOS, you got a request?
Yes, I do. Is that Fargo?
Yeah.
Hey, look, don't hang up on me, okay?
Click dial tone.
I was going to request Spider Bait. Like Betty.
Why? Yeah, no, I don't remember. Do you remember hanging up on this guy?
No, I do not.
I mean, we can. Yeah, we'd be happy to. In fact, Kevin, push the button.
Push which button?
Yeah, exactly. No, I'm sorry. I didn't mean that one. I meant the one to start the...
Ah, 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo's All Request Fest. Got a tweet from Paul at Kevin and Sluggo. Can you play the Foo Fighters? Yes, we will.
Oh, yeah, in this particular song. I like that idea. That's a good idea.
Agreed.
All right, we'll do that very soon. Paul, around about 6 or so.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, wow, I got two. I can't get through the damn contest, but I can request my... I had a song for the guy that had the colonoscopy, Deep Purple, Burn.
Who are you?
My name is Sean.
Sean, right. Thank you for thinking of our that whole request.
I mean, that's
thoughtful.
A very nice thing to think about, that guy.
Very thoughtful.
Jamie from Redlands tweeted that.
I can smoke it, man.
Wanted to hear Smoke Two Joints?
Yeah, sublime, man.
It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. We have a little money. A
little bit of cash it's up to now.
We have a buck or two.
It's a dollar or so.
$4,500 for our 1 second of nonstop raw. So we're going to play the 1 second, then you have to be caller 13. We're going to have to clear the lines from people making requests.
Yeah, sorry.
Just for a second.
Yep.
Just for 1 second.
Nah.
And then we'll take caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS. You tell us the name of the song and the artist, and you'll win $4,500.
Wow. All right, here it is. You know what to do. Sublime before that. Sounds like some sort of theme going on. I don't know.
It's Kevin and Sluggos. 1 second of nonstop rock. Game.
For $4,500, KLOS, who's this?
Hi, this is Sheila.
Sheila, you're caller 13.
Shut up.
Yeah, be quiet, Kevin.
All right.
I'm sick of your crap.
Oh, my God. Is this Kevin?
Yes.
K-Rock Kevin?
Yes.
K-Schlock. You mispronounced
your voice.
Did I what?
She thought she...
Don't recognize.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. He's over here now. Isn't that crazy?
I am here. I'm here with Sluggo every afternoon. Yes, thank you.
All right. We want to give you $4,500 if you can tell us the name of this song and who it is. We're going to do that. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Take a close listen. What do you think that is?
Limp Bizkit break stuff?
It is not.
I'm so sorry, Sheila.
Wah, wah, wah.
All right. I don't think anybody's ever done their own noise before. That was awesome. Sheila, we love you. Thank you for calling.
Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too. All right, bye.
So that means Monday. That's a good way to start a Monday.
Monday between 3 and 4.
It's going to be worth
$5,000.
$5,000.
Yeah.
What?
Dancing. Yeah! Foo Fighters.
That man is a lunatic.
That is crazy. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo's All Request Fest. Hello, what do you want to hear?
Yeah, I want to hear a song. It's going to be right up there with the Foo Fighters. Mm-hmm. It's Ozzy Osbourne and Dweeble Zappa, Stayin' Alive.
Wow.
That's a pretty sweet request.
Yeah, that's a tall order, but if we can make that happen, I would love to. I'll see if we can dig it out. Who's this?
My name's Andrea.
Thanks for calling, Andrea.
KLOS is Kevin and Sluggo's All Request Fest. What would you like to hear?
Oh, man, that's great. This is a good number for KLOS?
Yes.
Oh, man, you guys are great, man. Yeah, I didn't expect to hear from you, but I have so many things in my head right now. I don't really have a request, but thank you so much. You guys are the best. You know that?
Thank you.
Nice. Thanks, man.
That's very nice of you.
Yeah, thank you.
Take care, man. Have a good one.
Right on. You too.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
KLOS is Kevin and Sluggo's All Request Fest. What would you like to hear?
Hi, the band is called Autograph, and the song is called Turn Up the Radio.
Wow, I know a guy named Keith that loves that song. I'd be happy to do that.
Right. Is this Kevin?
Yes, I am Kevin.
Nice to have you, bro.
Thanks, dude. Thanks, man. I appreciate that. Who are you?
Corey.
Thank you for calling, Corey. We appreciate it.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Turn up the radio, man.
Wake up the neighbors.
I mean, if Motley Crue Wildside doesn't get your weekend started, your weekend's just straight up gonna blow. Yeah. So why bother?
That's on you.
That's right.
We're doing our part.
Damn straight. Oh, and one last thing.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
Yeah!
The weekend.
All right, I'm off to pet the kitty.
Enjoy. I'm going to a hockey game.
Oh, sweet. Woo-hoo! Nice. Wearing that, you're going to get your ass kicked.
Please.
It was on this day in rock in 1976 when Keith Moon paid 9 cab drivers to block off both ends of a street in New York City so that he could throw everything in his hotel room out the window. It was on this day in rock in 1977 when Led Zeppelin broke a world attendance record at a show that they did in Pontiac, Michigan. They had 76,229 people show up for the show. The Who had held the previous record at the same venue and with 75,962 people. It was on this day in rock in 1991 when Nirvana signed their recording record with Geffen's DGC label for $290,000.